everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. We have a new star in the Hallmark scene today. She is the star of the new film, A Christmas Tree Grows in Colorado. And we have Rochelle Aitz is here. And I'm filmmaker Rachel Wagner. And Rochelle, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Hi, Rachel. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's great to meet you. And so what we've been doing the last few months is asking our guests what the whole quarantine experience was like for you. And did you do any quarantine baking or puzzles or anything like that?
Well, yes, quarantine was very long. In the beginning, my husband and I and our dog, we made the best of it. At first, it was fine. It was really nice. We cooked a lot because we normally go out to dinner often. Mm-hmm. So we started making breakfast, lunch, and dinner and making these huge breakfasts. Like, you know, we are vegan, so we do like vegan pancakes and bacon and all this stuff. But, and it was fun. We played a lot of Monopoly.
Oh, yeah. Get some really long games.
Yeah, we didn't do any puzzles, but we did play Monopoly and he would always win. So that wasn't fun.
So you get the boardwalk. That's the key. Whoever gets the boardwalk first.
Boardwalk and
Pennsylvania Avenue.
Pennsylvania Avenue. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. If you get, it's almost impossible to win the game if you don't get those two. Really is. There, because you land on them once, maybe you could make it through. Twice, you're done.
Yeah, I don't like losing money, so it's just, right. Who does, right? Who does?
But right, yeah. Yeah, especially to your husband. That would be stressful. You don't want that.
Exercise. We like go out in the back. We have like a back area with a pool, and we would just yoga and try to make the best of it until after about a month we just kind of got antsy and tired, but we kept our positivity up, you know.
Well, that's good. I think that's all that we can do right now, is just to try to be as positive and as we can and try to find some joy in the whole journey. Absolutely. Of this whole situation, because there's nothing we can do about it. So we just have to kind of wait.
People say it is what it is. And so we have to find a way to keep pushing, and finding a routine is important, you know, meditating and finding that daily.
Yeah. And I hope it's going to be interesting then once things are semi back to normal, getting back to changing the routine again is going to also be kind of weird. You know, it's gonna be like, okay, now I'm going back to church. Now I'm doing all those things that I used to do without even thinking about it. And
I think for us all for me to feel comfortable to go back to the regular routine, mm-hmm. it'll be like one of those things where you just kind of gradually ease into one thing, you know.
I'm going to cry. It'll be emotional. It'll be a lot. But let's talk about your career. So what inspired you to get into acting? How did you initially start acting?
Well, I was a professional dancer in mm-hmm. my early years. And at the time I was about 21 and I did this musical, a Broadway show called Aida.
Love Aida.
Really? Oh, it mm-hmm. was a great show. And I toured throughout the US and we did singing, dancing, acting, and I kind of got the acting bug there. And so I went back to New York. I saved up my money and I started taking acting classes. Oh, wow. Just to see if I even liked it, you know. Mm-hmm. I knew I loved to perform, but I didn't know if I would love acting as much or if I would even be good at it. Mm-hmm. But I had a really good teacher who inspired me to keep moving forward, and she really believed in me. And so I focused 100% on my acting career.
So you grew up taking dancing classes and then was in this AIDA in as a dancer, right? And then it kind of inspired you to look into acting more. Yeah. That's really cool. That's really interesting. And do you miss the dancing sometimes?
Absolutely. I mean, mm-hmm. when I say I was a dancer, I danced from when I was a kid in the living room performing for my parents to, you know, college and anything. I love to dance without even getting paid for it. So it's still in me. And when I watch videos or anything with people performing, I just wish that I could not do it professionally anymore. But like, if we weren't in COVID right now,
right,
I would class or just still dance because it's a part of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I miss the arts so much. I will definitely, when I am able to go back to see musical theater again, I will cry. I will cry. This is the first year I will not get to see Christmas Carol live. I always see it every year. It's just part of, and so, and I technically, it is actually there is live theater in Utah, but I'm not comfortable with that yet. Especially with things, how they are right now in Utah. But I just can't wait until, I will be so happy. I just love musical theater so much.
Yeah.
So I can understand why that would inspire you. And that show, I really love AIDA. It is such a beautiful, beautiful show. I love the songs.
Oh, wait, where did you see it?
I saw it here in Utah. There's a theater here called Hale Center Theater, which is, I don't know if you'd call it like semi-professional, but it's not equity, but it's very, very good, level. And they do great shows, and I've seen it there, twice actually over the years. And then I saw it at a high school actually that did it.
Wow.
They were amazing and they were so good. Cool. And, so yeah, I love the show. I think it's so good. And I mean, Heather Headley in the Broadway, it was unbelievable.
I saw it, so I got the job, and they wanted us to go watch the performance. So I watched Heather Headley perform. She was amazing.
Unbelievable.
My national tour was with her name is Simone, and she is Nina Simone's daughter.
Oh wow!
So she was amazing.
Yeah, that's so cool. So according to IMDb, your first role was in Sex and the City.
Yep.
So you must have been freaking out when you got that part.
Absolutely.
Your very first part, such an iconic show.
I was freaking out. And the funny thing is, because for the audition, I went to like Nordstrom's and I bought this cool, I forgot the brand. Ann Taylor, maybe something suit. Really cheap. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Put the tag on. And I went to the audition, and I, you know, the clothes really helped the character and it gave me this confidence. And so I booked the audition, I booked the show, returned it to Nordstrom's. But I was just so excited. And my roommate, Dawn, at the time, watched Sex and the City religiously. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was so excited for me. Yeah. I was so nervous though.
Yeah.
I only had like three lines, but it didn't.
Yeah. Still, for your first, that's a lot. Like a lot of people do commercials or, you know, some different things like that.
I did that. No.
Oh, okay.
Versus yeah. Before that, and I did so many other smaller things, but like.
You had some experience on camera then before that then.
A little bit, yeah.
Mm. Well, yeah, that would be, I always figure it's like you're that thing you do moment when you're running down the street. Ah, I can't believe it.
I don't know how long we have, but I booked it because I was giving this attitude that the director wanted me to have.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, say the line, like, you've got better things to do with your, okay, fine. So I get to the actual shoot and I see all four of them and I just panic. I mean, the only thing that comes out when I'm nervous is smiles. So I have to say to them, enjoy your meal. And right. I kept, enjoy your meal. And the director comes over and he goes, so remember what you did at the audition with that attitude, you know, that bitchy. I was like, yes, 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 the bitchy, yeah. Okay, action. Enjoy your meal. After like two or three times of him telling me, he just gave up.
That is really funny.
I was still green in my acting. I should have been able to just be the character. Mm-hmm.
That's funny. I love that. So you've done a number of different shows over the years, and it seems like you have a lot of variety. You have more comedic shows and movies, and then you have action, you have horror, stuff like that. And I was just curious if that's kind of your style, if you like doing a little bit of everything or just the way it's worked out.
Both. Okay, I like doing a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. I feel like being versatile keeps you working in this business. And I decided early on that I really didn't want to be cast typed. I don't know how much control I have over that, but that was my thought. Mm-hmm. Right? And taking my acting seriously, trying to work on different characters. And it just so happens that I kept booking different types of roles and different types of, you know, films. And I think that makes the work interesting.
Yeah, I would think so. So when you do Hawaii Five-O, is what's that? You actually shoot, they shoot all of it in Oahu, in Hawaii, or?
Yeah, all of it in, Oahu. Yes. Sorry. Yeah, Oahu.
So that must be pretty fun. I mean, I'm sure you're working, of course, so it's not all fun and in the sun, but still, the worst place to be assigned, right?
Absolutely. That was, as a matter of fact, what was awesome about it was, and I won't go into too much detail, but I had just come off of a back injury and it was painful for many, 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 many months. And I was offered this role about 7 months after. I wasn't working at all. And they just offered me this, you know, recurring guest role. And I was like, thank you, God. Thank you for, you know, looking out for me. I haven't been able to work and I've been in pain, but here is this blessing. And then I get to go to Hawaii. What? So just even more special, you know, because of that.
That's so cool. I love Hawaii so much. And I love Oahu in particular.
Every time I wasn't working, I didn't work that much. Mm-hmm. I had like 4 or 5 days here. And I just, what do? You go to the beach.
Oh, right? Heaven. Go to the North Shore and just, that's the best. That is so cool. So you are currently on SWAT, the show SWAT, I guess. With Shamar Moore. And I guess this is the second time you've worked with him on a show.
This is, yes.
The first time. So what is that like, being on that show and working with him?
Oh, it was great. I mean, working with Criminal Minds was awesome. And we had great chemistry. And when this role came up, I auditioned for it as well. And he really championed for me to get this character because he knew that we had chemistry from Criminal Minds. So I was just grateful, you know, to him for really going to bat for me. And it's been fun. I mean, everybody, the crew, the cast, the directors, they're all really cool and laid back over there.
Mm-hmm. Cool. That sounds fun. So with this new movie, Christmas Tree Girls in Colorado, on Hallmark Channel. So how did you kind of get involved in this project? Did you audition for it? Did they approach your agent? How did that work out?
Well, this is another blessing because here we are in quarantine with nothing to do. And
yeah.
I call end of June from my agent and manager saying, hey, you're offered this role for Hallmark. And I was just like, really? People are working right now?
Yeah.
Vancouver, which I love. Like, I love Vancouver. I've been so many times. And they just sent me the script. I read it, and it was really a no-brainer because obviously I'm not working. I want to work. But also it was just a really sweet, fun, loving story, which could take me out of the chaos of low. Mm-hmm. I was like, absolutely, I'll do it.
Had you, were you familiar with Hallmark and Countdown to Christmas and all that? Had you watched in the past? Or
actually, I'm ashamed to say I have not watched. I have many, many family members and friends who, after I told them I'm in it, they're like, yeah, I've always watched.
They were really excited. They're like, oh my gosh, you're going to be on now Hallmark movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. That's very exciting. Yeah, I would be very excited if one of my friends, family members was on a Hallmark movie. That would be very cool. Are you a fan of rom-coms in general? Something that you, yeah.
I love romantic comedies.
Mm-hmm.
They just make me feel good.
Yeah. What's one of your favorites?
I can go back to like Sleepless in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I love anything Meg Ryan. Mm-hmm. Drew Barrymore.
Mm-hmm.
what's the one I just watched the other day? Wedding Singer.
Oh yeah.
You know,
classic. And it has, you wouldn't believe it, but it has a Broadway musical that's not half bad.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the Wedding Singer has the Broadway musical based on it. Well, that's not that bad.
You saw it?
I have, yeah, I saw it. I'm not on Broadway, but I saw it at the Hale Theater here in Utah. It got nominated for a Tony. It's not that bad a show.
Yeah,
it's pretty cute. Yeah. So you should check that. You can probably find it online somewhere if you look. But yeah, it's a pretty good show. So.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
So this movie was written by our friend Samantha Herman, who we really enjoy. She's a great writer. And it was like, I guess, loosely based on the classic novel, very loosely. They changed it. It was originally Christmas Tree Grows in Brooklyn. And but then they changed it to Colorado. I'm guessing it's extremely loosely at that point. But I don't know. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the movie?
Yes. Well, I think originally they wanted it to have taken place in Brooklyn, New York, but
mm-hmm.
reasons.
Because there's Tree Grows in Brooklyn's classic novel.
Right. So now it's a Tree Grows in Colorado. But so this is a fictitious town in Colorado, Brooklyn, Colorado.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, okay. That's clever.
Right. Which we mention it in the film. Then my character, Erin Chambers, is the daughter of the mayor of the town. And the most important thing right now is for them to get a beautiful spruce for their big Christmas tree lighting. They're trying to bring back tourism to the town because the economy has not been doing so well. There's a man by the name of Mark Taylor. Mark Taylor plays Kevin Snyder, who's a firefighter. And he happens to have the most beautiful tree on his lawn, but he doesn't want to give it up. And so Erin does the best she can to try to convince him that he would be doing something great for the town. And what the story is about. And there's
that sounds fun. We interviewed Mark. I interviewed him not last year, the year before, actually, believe it or not. So I've met him and I've interviewed him, and he's really fun. That must have been fun to work with him.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's mm-hmm. a lot of fun.
That's cool. And so you had all this filming in COVID restrictions and everything. What was that like for you to be able to make this film?
Yes, it was a little challenging because I had to fly to Canada and quarantine for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got tested negative, you know.
Then, yeah.
at work, we would wear face masks or a face shield. The hair and makeup department, entire crew had to wear masks. I think it was probably more challenging for them because they had to wear it all day. I mean, we have to act, so we have to take it off.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering how it would be just even for rehearsals. I was kind of like, well, how is this going to, is it going to hinder my acting? But, you know, you get used to it. You just deal with it.
Yeah.
And there was a COVID specialist there to make sure that we kept our distance and sanitized our hands. So, you know, it's not the same as before, but you just got to keep it going.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the great thing about America is that we are great at adapting to whatever situation gets sent our way. We adapt. And I think you've seen a lot of that here in this situation, is we found a way to make it work. And I can't believe, I mean, I'm so blown away that they managed to make 40 movies this year.
I couldn't believe it. I just kept thinking that life in the, you know, filming industry would just end for this year or something.
Yeah.
But they've managed, Hallmark has managed to just keep it going.
To find a way. That's it's unbelievable. Do you think that the script had to be changed in order to accommodate COVID, as far as less festivals, less group scenes, that kind of thing?
Good question. I believe we had less back. Oh, we did. We had less background than usual. We still mm-hmm. festivities, but it was just not as many people as it would have been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was funny because this is so new for everyone. People would have their masks on during rehearsal, and when the director would call cut, I mean, would call action,
they'd right.
mask on. It was a lot of people forgetting to take it down. It was just so funny.
That is funny. I mean, this last weekend was the first weekend we saw in any of the shots the COVID lines, you know, that spacing people apart it was a movie with at a hotel kind of place. And that was the first time that we noticed any kind of COVID within the movie.
On purpose, like. Was it written into
the- No, it was just part of, it was just in the hotel. I don't even think it was part of the movie, but we're like, oh, that's the first time we saw a COVID line it was in this movie, because they have done such a great job of just making it look seamless and you never would know. And so it's extremely impressive. And I mean, it's just good to hear from pretty much everybody I've talked to that they felt safe. They, you know, that they felt comfortable as much as possible in the situation.
Yeah, I did. I mean, in the beginning, I was a little nervous, but I did feel that we were being as safe as possible and
mm-hmm.
to feel comfortable and do my job, because at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
right, we're here to do a job and to bring something fun and to be able to connect with an audience, and people need that right now. They need some new material to take their minds off of what's happening.
Yeah. Well, what do you think this film, A Christmas Tree, Girls in Colorado, what do you think it has to say, or will be a comforting thing for this time?
I definitely think that people will be able to just be transported to a special place where they don't have to think about anything really negative. It'll make them feel good, laugh, maybe cry. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of beautiful messages in the film. There's a young girl who was adopted. They talk about adopting kids.
That's cool.
Yeah, there's a gay couple in it. So there's inclusion as well. And I think that those are really important messages for people to see themselves, represented on television.
I think so too. And it's such a diverse cast, which is fantastic. We like to see, for sure. So very good. Well, we're looking forward to the movie. It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, we like to end our interviews with some fun, silly questions. So here we go. First question, what is your favorite holiday drink? Hot cocoa or eggnog or whatever you like.
Apple cider.
Okay. That's good. Okay. What is your favorite holiday cookie or treat?
I honestly can't. I love pumpkin everything during the holiday. So pumpkin spice cookies, pumpkin pie, pumpkin latte.
Yeah. You're on the PSL, the pumpkin spice latte train. Yeah. Very good. I know it was interesting. People were on Twitter the other day, someone was asking, what's the first thing that you're going to do when all this is done? And so many of the people were like, I'm going to a coffee shop and I'm just going to hang out and relax and just drink my good sized latte. I was like, that the little things that we didn't even realize were
absolutely. Yeah. So I think I have learned to appreciate the small things.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. What is your favorite Christmas carol or song?
Oh, geez. I love them all. But it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
That's a good one. Okay. What is your favorite classic Christmas movie?
A Christmas Story.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah, that one's really good. Okay. What is your favorite holiday tradition?
I guess I don't have a every year I would go back home to New York and just have everyone over, all of my family over to the house, just see them. Cause that's the only time I really got to see them.
Yeah.
So just spending time with family.
Very good. Which do you like better, Scrooge or the Grinch?
I'm going to say Scrooge.
Yeah, very good. Okay. Which do you like better, clear lights or colored?
Oh my goodness. I like them both, but honestly, I'm going to say clear lights because I like the classic look of it.
Okay. Would you rather be in a snowball fight or build a snowman?
Oh, I'll build the snowman. Don't throw any snow on me.
All right. Would you consider yourself a good gift wrapper or not?
I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm not as good as when you pay someone, but I'm not as terrible as, that.
Some people just need, use a gift bag. That's all.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. Last question. Do you have an ugly Christmas sweater?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, maybe they're in, maybe you can get an ugly Christmas t-shirt or something like that.
Right. Somebody can buy me. Maybe I'll tell my husband to buy me an ugly Christmas.
Yeah, there you go. Well, very good. Well, thank you very much for coming and talking with us. We really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun to get to know you. And so do you have social media that you'd like to share?
My social media? You can find me at Rochelle84Real, the number 4Real, on Instagram as well as on Twitter.
Great. And we'll have that all in the description section, and we'll look forward to the new movie, and we hope you have a very, very Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well.
All right. Let us know if you're listening. Any questions and comments that you have, all the different things we talked about. We'd love to hear your thoughts. And thanks again, Rochelle. This was really fun. And hopefully we'll get to have you back on at another time. But Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.